Welcome to Awakening Plus. Today is July 14, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com, and we're doing a shamanic awakening ceremony. Yay! This is the most intense thing I do. So if you're here, it means you're ready to have a very intense experience of releasing some heavy energies you do not want around anymore. Also, if at any point anyone's having a problem with the audio, just type something in the chat window and I should hopefully see it. I'll assume I'm good unless I hear otherwise. So, for those of you who are new or those of you who are not, here's how this works. We're going to start with calling in the directions, as usual, with just about all my events. Then we're going to do the entire invocation cycle. There's actually five invocations involved here. Most times I just do the little shortcut for Embodied Awakening, but we're going to go very thorough here. We're going to start by invoking maximum, we're going to call in first lots of sweet energy on the front end with the first invocation, and then I'm going to sing a mantra to sweeten that. Following that, when everyone's in a sweet space, then we'll do the healing invocation, and we'll spend usually a lot of time on the healing section. I'm going to do some drumming and some rattling and do some sacred songs. And the idea here is to really aggressively move out some heavy things that might be disturbing you. This could be challenging physical stuff, could be challenging emotional stuff, mental stuff. This healing round is going to be very strong and should help clear some of that heavy stuff out of you. And that section often runs 30 to 45 minutes. So know that it will be intense, and it will not be too intense. The nature of this work is it's not allowed to overwhelm you. Once that is finally done, and I can sense that everyone is in a more bright and luminous space, we'll go and do the out-of-body awakening invocation to make you one with your higher self. Stay there briefly, then we're going to come back into the body and do the actual embodied awakening invocation. Having taken sort of the grand tour, you know, clean up the body, get out of the body, experience the higher self directly, then bring it into the body. And then we usually do another additional invocation to kind of make that embodied awakening last more persistently. And then we tend to wrap it up. At the end, we'll have time for comments and questions. That is the basic overall usual way this goes. Of course, if the divine guides any variation in that, I will, of course, be responsive to that because the divine always knows best. So that's what we're in for. Thank you so much for showing up. So if at any point during this process, whether you're live or on the recording, if you need to depart, just take a moment, ask the divine beings to please gently separate you from the field we're in, and your departure should be non-disruptive. Again, as I always say, when we do work together, you're affecting everybody else. This is a co-creation. There are no passive participants. Everyone is contributing energy to the field, and it doesn't matter whether you're in the past, present, or future. If you're doing this event live or on a recording, you are influencing everyone else who has ever done it, is doing it, or ever will do it. So I do ask, if you're in this process, please give it your full attention. Please make this the only thing you're doing, and act as if you were right here in the room with me. And that will give you the best possible experience, and it will also support everyone else. I'm not sure how the magic works beyond time and space that way, but it does. Okay, so let's get into this. Let me drink a little more water. So I invite you to rest in passive breath awareness as I orchestrate the field here. Pachamama Namakiya Wirakocha Inti maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. I call Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call our elemental allies at this property. I call my high vibration ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Max Patch, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Hummingbird, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Bear, Fox. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Jeremy, Deborah, Moo, West. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. Please come, if your presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have a good container. So you are going to be doing several invocations tonight, and I'll just ask you to repeat them after me. They're always spoken to your higher self, and we're going to start with the first one, and I'm going to preview it before we actually do it. You do not have to memorize. The preview is this: maximum light and divine consciousness is what you're calling for. So if you'd like to do that now, then repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am. Whoa. Okay, so let's all keep ourselves muted, please. We'll start that again. All right, we'll try that again. Spirit that I am, please saturate me with the maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Now just relax into passive breath awareness. Let the energy come to you. And I'm going to sing a mantra while this energy soaks in. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Sameta Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Sameta Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Sameta Bhagavate Namaha Shri Bhagavati Sameta Shri Bhagavate Shri Bhagavati Samitaham. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Rest in that peacefulness for a moment. Alrighty. So now I'm going to tell you a little bit about the healing invocation, which comes next. So we're now going to get pretty intense with drumming and rattling, and again, moving that heavy energy out like I was describing earlier. You'll be doing an invocation asking to release all energies that do not serve your highest good. And then I'm going to strongly sing and use percussion to shake things up and move them out. So this process tends to be very intense. It will not necessarily feel good because you have to feel it to heal it, and some heavy, challenging energies are going to be cleared from your system. Some of them may be transmuted to love and light and integrated. Your higher self and the allies will see to whatever suits you best. Your job is, once we get going, just to relax into wherever you feel the challenge in your body. And just give it your full, undivided attention. Just merge with the pain, the discomfort, whatever it is. And to the best of your ability, just be with it with no resistance. Feel it 100% with no filter. This lets the divine know where you'd like it to go, and your attention calls the divine to that spot where the divine intelligence comes and stirs it up and fleshes it out, or integrates it, whatever serves best. Your ego's job is limited to just paying attention to where you want the healing. Please don't get active in the healing process, or the divine beings will be forced to back away. Because if you try to help beyond just simple awareness, then you've invoked the law of free will saying you want to do something about it, which means the divine allies that could have helped you are forced to back off and let you make your own less effective effort at the healing from the ego level. So that's kind of how it works. As things clear, you don't have to know what they are or how they got there. You don't have to know the first thing about them. This is a transmental healing. Just let heavy energy go. Often it flushes out the hands or the feet. Sometimes it leaves other ways. And as I already mentioned, sometimes it just stays where it is and transmutes to love and light and integrates into your field. So just keep your attention on the sensations. If you're not feeling a particularly strong sensation, then just rest in breath awareness. But the moment you notice something happening in your body, I encourage you to move your attention to wherever that thing is. If the dark energy moves around, track it like a hound dog. Don't let it get away. Stay with it. And at some point, you may notice that the greatest intensity has shifted from the initial point to somewhere else. And it's perfectly fine to shift your awareness to the point of highest intensity when you want to. So that should give you the basic ideas on how to work with this. So you do that, just rest wherever the intensity is greatest, and stay passive other than your awareness.
Shiva, Shiva.
Continue resting in passive breathing, or if you feel something going on, rest your attention there in whatever is clearing or getting stirred up. Lots of good clearing happening in the field. Y'all are doing great. Okay, I'm now going to have a word with any dark or lower vibration entities that are hanging around you guys. This is something I routinely do as part of this work, and it gives a chance for any entities of lower vibration or malevolent intent a chance to leave of their own free will. I now address all entities in the hosts, the human host to whom I'm speaking. My name is Benjamin. I come with many powerful allies of the light. I am thankful for your attention. In a short while, I'm going to do a song of transmutation, dark beings. And the function of this song is to transmute you to a being of love and light. If you would like that to happen, please remain. However, I know many of you would actually prefer to go back home and actually don't even enjoy the earth plane that much yourself. So I'm going to give you a pathway back home, Archangel, Archangel Mikael. Would you please now open one way, exit only portals back to the home dimensions of these beings, of these dark lower vibration beings. So, dark beings, you now sense into the portal field, you'll discover there's a portal in here that goes direct to your home space. And you are now free to take the free ride home. I promise, please feel my words to feel the truth of them. I promise you will end up there just the same as you are here. No trickery. So if you would rather play it safe, dark beings, and instead of risking getting turned into a being of love and light here, I invite you to take the portal home and hang out with your buddies and hang out there until your next assignment comes along. So while those dark, I see and feel some are already taking the offer, thank you. And I invite as many of you dark beings as wish to go along back to your own dimension to do so now. And I'll play some intermission music while you all are going through. Lots of dark beings voluntarily departing. You humans just hang out, rest in breath awareness, and allow as many of these to leave as are willing. All right, so you humans, see if you don't feel a little bit lighter now. Haven't been unburdened of some of those dark beings that were hanging around. Okay, so I'm now going to have a chat to the rest of you dark beings who've chosen to remain in your human hosts. The Sangha transmutation will begin in just a moment, and you are at risk of being transmuted to beings of love and light, just to remind you. And you've chosen to stay, and I'm guessing that's either because you want to be transmuted, dark beings, or you think you can resist the song. And we'll find out shortly which the case is. Remember, I'm not just here with myself. I have so many beautiful divine allies of the light assisting me. So, dark beings, if any time during the song you want to go ahead and go through a portal back to your home dimension, the portals will remain open, these one-way exit-only portals, no return. And you can pop in the right portal back to your home anytime you like during the song. After the song finishes, the portals will close. Humans, your job once again is to rest in breath awareness if nothing in particular is happening. If you feel intense energy, just relax, become one with that energy, just experience it fully. and let the divine do everything else. Again, limit yourself, please, to passive awareness. Because the divine beings can heal us a whole lot better than you can.
Pour the light, 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 pour pours in the light, 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 pours in the light,
Oh, yeah.
I'll just keep resting in your breath. Just keep resting in your breath. May all Ucha be cleared from the sub of the Farida. May it be brought to the highest vibration for highest good. Archangel Michael, please open two exit portals, one way only, to bring all heavy energy out of the space. Either take it up to Father Sky or Mother Earth, please. Thank you. Should be cleared from this tobacco. May it be brought to the highest vibration for highest good. Take a moment and feel how you feel. So we've cleared a lot of heavy energy, well done. Now we're going to go to our next invocation to be one with the higher self that you are. So I invite you to repeat after me now, out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, please make me one with my own higher self. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Now I invite you to rest in the peaceful energy you're feeling. Whether it's a lot or a little, just find any peacefulness you're aware of. And just rest in that. And be completely passive. Just let the peacefulness be in your awareness. And just notice it is all. As you surrender to that peace, just relax into it, just be it. You'll feel lighter and lighter. Yeah, good. And you'll feel less and less like a physical being and more like an energy being. And it'll be a smooth, gradual transition from one to the other. Your divine self will only move you along as quickly as you can do it. So please don't try to control or regulate this. Just relax. Please let your divine do this for you, if you're willing. That's better. Good. So some of us have already merged with our higher selves, and you'll feel like you're just one with this vast field of energy that has no shape. It just goes on forever. And it's so peaceful. It feels so good to be here. And you will feel like you yourself are just a vast field of energy with no shape. That just goes on forever. Just rest in that. If your experience should be different, then just rest in whatever your experience is. Yeah. And once you're in that field, just let go completely. Go to zero effort. Because at that point you will have simply merged into the field. You will be the field. It will be you. There's no difference at all. Just relax and be the field of energy. So this is your higher self, the being of pure energy, pure consciousness that created your human self. It's been watching you the whole time, dropping hints here and there. It's just pure, blissful essence. Just relax into this. Enjoy it. So we'll take just a moment and rest in this bliss field. There may be silence for a short time.
Lovely.
So now we're going to invite this part of you that is just pure bliss, free of thought, free of challenging emotion. We're going to invite it into the body. So I invite you to repeat these words after me if you wish. Spirit that I am, maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Thank you. This or something better. And I invite you now to return to awareness of your physical breath in your physical body. Let it do whatever it wants and just feel that breath come and go on its own. Gently rest your attention wherever it's easiest to feel the breath. It might be your nose, head, throat, chest, diaphragm, belly. Just gently rest your attention there, using just barely enough effort to feel the breath. As you do this, the divine pours itself into you through the top of your head. It saturates you like water soaking into a sponge. And once it's fully there, you will be in embodied awakening. The way you'll know it's happened is that four things are true at the same time. No mental chatter. No challenging emotions, peaceful and effortless. It totally holds itself. Rest in passive breath awareness. Let the divine come to you. It's feeling really good now. Those of you who are in embodied awakening, just relax into that. The space we're holding will make it easier for everyone else to get there. All my instructions, of course, apply to you, whether you're live or on the recording. Energetically, it all works the same. So for many of us now, it's now as if our physical bodies feel more like energy than flesh. The more you wake up, the more everything here in the physical world just feels like energy. You'll know you've attained embodied awakening when four things are true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So just rest in breath awareness. You're invited now to release all effort and simply be, just exist. 100% passive. Just note your state, if you're in your body, but there's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, it's peaceful and it's effortless, then you're in embodied awakening. We'll leave just one more moment for any stragglers to catch up before we move to the next invocation. So just relax fully, let the energy fully saturate you. And it will be just the right amount, not too much. Okay, well done. Okay, we're going to do one more invocation, which will help make this state more consistent for you. If you'd like to do this, then repeat after me, Spirit that I am. Please place my main awareness in my higher self from now on. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. And rest in passive breath awareness. Let the energy move on its own. Many of us are having an enhanced experience of the body as energy. Well done. Let's take a moment to give back. We're going to ask that the energy that serves the highest good to support the great awakening on planet Earth now flow from our joint field. And this will flow not only to the beings on Earth who need to wake up, it will also flow to all these amazing divine beings who are working the Earth to help bring about this beautiful shift that's underway. So I invite you to repeat after me, Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to support the great awakening on planet Earth. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. And I once again invite you now to passive breath awareness. Just relax, feel the breath come and go. Or if you're feeling the energetics, then you can use the awareness of the energy in you as your focus, your choice. I recommend using the energetic awareness if you've got it, otherwise breath. continue resting in energetic or breath awareness as this energy radiates out to help uplift the planet and its inhabitants, and also support those who are helping to bring about the awakening. And as Amma, the hugging saint, suggests, now imagine white flowers falling from the heavens. They're falling everywhere on planet Earth, on the land, on the seas, in the lakes, on all the beings. A gorgeous snowfall of white flowers everywhere, bringing the energy of peace. Sing the song that Amma, the hugging saint, sings at the end of her processes. This will enhance the blessing we receive by the planet and its inhabitants. It literally calls for all beings to be happy and peaceful. In fact, I'm being told this will radiate beyond Earth and to all beings everywhere. Om Loka Somasta Sukhino Bhavantu, Loka Somasta Sukhino Bhavantu, Loka Somasta Sukhino Bhavantu, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, Loka Somasta Sukhino Bhavantu, Loka Somasta Sukhino Bhavantu, Loka Somasta Sukhino Bhavantu, Loka Somasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Take a moment just to rest in this new field of energy. Just be it. Now here at the tail end, each person hearing my voice is receiving an extra individual blessing right now. So just relax and let that energy come in. feel yourself in your body, and yet also very aware of your energetic being, your higher self right there with you. Check to see if you're in embodied awakening. The checklist has 4 items, and if they're all true, you're there. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Well done, folks. So if you wish, you can open your eyes. And we now have some time for questions or comments. And I'm going to allow unmuting for the live callers. So anyone can now unmute themselves. If you're on the computer or the smartphone, just click that icon or the microphone with the slash through it to make yourself heard. If you prefer to type in the chat window, I will read out whatever gets typed there. Nikki types, wonderful flow. Thank you. Thanks, Nikki. Vanessa types, thank you for the many blessings. Vanessa and Julio. Brandy types, what a blessing and a treat. Thank you for an amazing experience. Sounds pretty good so far. Patricia types, that felt so intense and powerful. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's some of the deepest facilitation I've ever done. I was just so deep. And Anjuli writes, so needed a shamanic session tonight, like an energetic massage. Yay. Sounds like some good stuff there. Vanessa and Julio type agreed. So that's the flurry of texts in the chat window. Anyone else want to ask a question or make a comment? Elaine types, very glad that I had 2 Archon entities leave my heart and lower chakras. Yay, that's awesome. The Archon Argon. Michelle types, most grateful, feel the heartbeat of Mother Earth. And Elaine types, why do lower entities keep surfacing? That's a good question. Well, right now the Earth is getting a massive cleanup of the last 5,000 years of toxic energy of patriarchal dominated culture. And us, many of us on this call are divine light workers, and part of our service agreement is that we will process these beings through ourselves. They aren't all originally our personal stuff, but many of us do have agreed on some soul level to have these things put into us so we can process them ourselves. So I've met so many clients and so many people in Awakening Plus who are doing that sort of thing, including myself. And if you are awake enough, it's not a big deal. There's no suffering. You just process them through. It becomes just like a technical skill. Another possible answer to that question, why do entities keep surfacing? If you yourself still have some kind of wound or unhealed trauma, it kind of gives them an opening and they can keep coming in. You clear them out. If the opening isn't sealed and fully healed, then entities can just come right back in. That's why it's important to keep working on your shadow work really effectively and find good tools for that. Many people find my healing invocation helpful, like we used tonight. If you've got other tools that work better, I could care less whether you use my tools, just use what works. But be really diligent on your healing process. because each successful layer of healing deepens your awakening and increases your service capacity. I hope that's a helpful answer, Elaine. Deborah types, thank you, Benjamin. I continue to get healing effects. Much needed. Thank you. This is the real deal, guys. The awakening is happening on the planet. The heavy stuff is all coming up to be cleared. And many of us are not native to Earth. We are what the Law of One would call wanderers. We showed up here specifically to help at this time. Elaine types, thank you for those great answers. Diligent, very helpful, Benjamin. Patricia types, thank you for explaining that so well. My pleasure. Yeah, this is get real time. So all light workers on duty, everyone on deck. It's time for everyone to be as awake as they can possibly be. And whatever service you're here to do, just do it. It's not all yours to do. You're not responsible for the whole mess on Earth. But you will know intuitively what is yours to do, specifically. And just do that part, and then all the other light workers will take care of their part. That's my understanding, anyway. Elaine types, the Archons are gone. Great double entendre. The Archons are gone. Glad you caught that. One of my talents is I can pun in an altered state. All right, so last call for feedback, questions, comments. Again, no one's actually spoken, so you can totally unmute yourself if you want to, if you'd rather share verbally. If you're on the phone, I believe *6 will do the unmuting. And if you're on a smart device, then just click the microphone icon to remove the slash, and we'll be able to hear you.
Hello.
Hello, Vanessa. How are you? So, what would you like to share?
That wasn't me.
Oh, sorry. My apologies. This is Elaine. My apologies. I was looking at the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So Elaine, what's up?
Yes. I'm really curious about a friend that is very much so really negative.
Yeah.
And the more I become enlightened, the more negative they become.
Yep.
Go figure. It's weird. It's as if they're sucking off my energy, being an energy vampire, for their wellness and well-being, and then they become very arrogant, as if they're better than me.
You told me enough.
I've bettered myself.
So Elaine, all right, so I know exactly what you're talking about. May I share with you what's going on dynamically there?
Okay,
so what's happening is
as
your vibration rises, the people around you are affected by that, and they have the choice of either rising with you or sticking where they're at. The friend you're discussing sounds like she's got lots of negative energies attached, and they only feed on dark, lower energy.
Yeah.
And therefore, she's going to do, and your friend may not even know what's going on. She just is, a lot of people are just kind of manipulated by the entities that infest them. They're not really aware of what's going on. And therefore, they will do everything they can to provoke you into a lower vibration response, get angry, fearful, whatever, and then their entities get fed. So that's the dynamic. I've seen it over and over again. So that's a totally predictable dynamic. Your choice as you awaken, inevitably, you just have to leave some people behind. When you rise, if they can't rise with you, then they're no longer yours to connect with. And part of, I like to say,
correct.
So all that awakening takes is everything. If you're really serious about it, you realize this awakening deeper and deeper is all that matters ultimately, and you release everything in the physical world that's in the way of that, including certain people. And if this person is not yours to help,
Yes.
So is that a helpful response, Elaine?
Yes, it is. It's just really odd because the actual entity, it's a lot of friction.
Yeah.
It's very stressful, and I can't wait to get them out of my life.
Yeah, so...
It's more of a past life thing.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's fine. Just be ready to release or minimize contact with the negative folks. That's part of the process. Yeah.
Gotcha. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very much.
It's a great question. Thank you, Elaine. I'm going to meet you back.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
All right. Any other people who would... Let me see. I see that we've had some texts come in. Let me get back to those and see if I can catch up on the texts that came in while I was chatting. Just a minute. Okay, Laura types, thank you. I've been doing your healing and awakening invocations every day since we had a session a few months ago. It has made an incredible difference in my life. I'm so glad to hear that. Ayahuasca gave me those tools back in 2011, and they've helped a lot of people since. Patricia types, feeling so blissful, hard to talk. Christopher types, hi Benjamin, thank you so much, blessings. Patricia types, I hear you about the negative transmuting. Sounds like they're getting the drift there. Good. All right, so again, final call for feedback or questions or comments, and then we'll wrap it up. We'll close the Mesa. Patricia types, thanks so much. All right, the divine is saying that's a wrap. All right, so let me make one technical adjustment. All right, so let's wrap it up. I invite you to rest and passive breath awareness. Oh, they're saying drink lots of water for the next day or two. Having done this, there's going to be a significant amount of heavy energy purging out, and if you stay really well hydrated, the heavy stuff being released will flush out easily. If you don't drink enough water, it'll kind of get stuck and that will not feel good. So lots of water, folks, the next couple of days. Pachamama Mama Kia Wiracocha Inti Quichi. Oh, it feels so good. Allies, thank you so much for this beautiful shamanic healing ceremony. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for helping folks wake up. Thank you for helping folks release these heavy energies. So grateful for all of your assistance, allies. Thank you so much. You're so beautiful, so helpful. We're so grateful. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with all those who are hearing my voice or were hearing it as long as it serves their highest good. I personally ask you to stay with me constantly to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? All right, ceremony is closed. Thanks to everybody. You were awesome, whether you were live or on the recording. Thank you so much for being part of this beautiful work. And I'll see you next time. If you're interested in working with me personally, go to astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching. If you have participated in this live event as a non-member, then if you'd like to get a membership to Awakening Plus and get a full access to the archive, all the recordings have tremendous power to help you. There's nearly 250 of them at this point. Go to awakeningplus.com and check that out. Thanks everyone for being here. Many blessings to you all. And again, goodbye for now.